நீங்கள் எஸ்பிஎஸ் தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அப்சரா சபாரட்னம்.
Hi, how are you?
Great. We got to know that you were a candidate for the mayoral election in Melbourne.
That's correct.
Tell us what that election was about and when it happened and how it went.
In Victoria, we had our local council elections, which was held and closed on the 23rd of October. And I live in the CBD, so I ran as a Greens Lord Mayor candidate in the local council election here in the city of Melbourne, which is a very different style of election to the other local council elections in Victoria, because here we have a leadership ticket, which is a Lord Mayor and a Deputy Lord Mayor, and then we have 9 councillors. So I ran on a leadership ticket with my Deputy Lord Mayor candidate, Roxy Ingleton.
How did you fare?
We ran a very spirited race and we came second. In the city of Melbourne, we have a bit of a gerrymander. What happens is that residents actually make up 40% of the city of Melbourne, but there's actually a voting situation where businesses get to have 2 votes and non-resident property owners also get to vote in the city of Melbourne. So what it does is it skews the vote in the favour of councillors or candidates who are linked to the business side of things. So often you'll find that even though like we are residents, all of the 8 Greens candidates were residents of the city of Melbourne, the representations of residents on the city of Melbourne is very much limited.
How did COVID affect your campaigning and the election process?
Yes, it majorly hampered the way in which we normally campaign. In the Greens, we are very much grassroots campaigners, so we door knock and phone bank. In this campaign here, we did a lot of phone banking and also sort of social media and having to pay social media. But the thing is that that door obviously costs a lot of money, and we were running a campaign where we spent less than $30,000, but some of our competitors have spent well over $100,000, and I would say some maybe even into $200,000.
So it's Councillor Sally Capp who won the mayorship?
That's right. She's won re-election.
Melbourne is known as the Garden City of Australia.
That's correct.
And how does...
So Sally Capp is an independent. The thing is that it's because of the high business vote, the fact that businesses get to have that 2 votes, they tend to vote for someone who is often a non-resident. Well, she's actually a resident. She's a resident of Docklands, but they often, you know, someone who is linked to the business world. So Sally used to be the head of the Property Council of Victoria.
What are your plans for the city of Melbourne? What would you like happen in the next 5-10 years?
The city of Melbourne has been incredibly decimated. So if you actually come into the CBD and the like inner city suburbs, which were incredibly lively. So, you know, the city of Melbourne is well known as the music capital of the country. We have some of the best arts and entertainment, theatres and art galleries and things like that. All of this has been pretty much decimated. So the Greens' plan was that we were taking to this election was a 50% rate reduction for hospitality and entertainment venues, and we were going to double the rates for gambling venues. And this was a very big policy initiative, because what that effectively means is that a lot of the cafes and small businesses that are coming back and opening up now would then have been able to enjoy some rate relief.
How long have you been interested in politics, and can you give a bit on your background, because our audience will be interested in knowing you carrying a Tamil name?
Yes, I am Sri Lankan Tamil. I was born in Jaffna. My mother is from Manar and my father is from Point Pitu. But my family left Sri Lanka in 1977, and I grew up in Zambia and Zimbabwe. And then we migrated to Australia in 1990. And I mean, I suppose my interest in politics has been through understanding the struggles of Sri Lankan Tamils for a very long time. So I would say that, you know, growing up and having to leave Sri Lanka, I mean, before the war started itself, but then, of course, understanding that we couldn't go back to Sri Lanka during the war period and whatever. So I would say that I've always been political, but I became involved politically in the Greens in 2013, largely due to our treatment of refugees in Australia and the fact that there are many Tamil refugees locked up in detention. So that was how I originally became involved. And I got involved in Adam Band's 2013 federal election campaign. That was to re-elect him because he had first won the seat of Melbourne in 2010. And ever since then, I've been very actively involved in politics and doing a lot of political campaigning, both environmental campaigning and social justice. So I also care a lot about workers' rights. So especially within migrant communities, workers being underpaid and exploited and what have you. So this is another issue that I really care about.
Currently, you are a councillor. You continue this role?
No, I'm not a councillor because I didn't win. My future plans is to continue, you know, working with and doing things within the Australian Greens. And I would like to potentially stand for something in the federal election. I'm also a university lecturer and I specialise in organisation behaviour and managing diversity, which is literally in the space of management and what I'm looking at, how we can improve organisation diversity and also increase representation of people within organisations. So this is another thing that I'm very interested in politics because I want better representation in politics as well.
We wish you all the best in your future endeavours, Apsara.
And thank you very much. Thanks again.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify என்று podcast கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.